Sylvia, can you tell us a little bit about how your story begins?
My story is about a little community where I come from, and it's about a gentleman who was sent about 40 years ago to come and manage a new church.
Yes.
He just got married and he was sent from the north of London to the south of London. And it was strange for him because he just got married and it was supposed to be a temporary stay. But he ended up staying for 40 years managing this community. It's about a pastor in my church.
And how did he end up, how did he take that venture? What made him move?
Because they needed somebody to look, to oversee the place. And he has just qualified as a pastor. And they sent him there to just take over until they find a replacement.
And they never did find a replacement.
And they never did. He stayed there till he retired last year. Yeah.
And what kind of challenges or obstacles did he face in the role for 40 years?
Well, the first challenge was he just got married and been uprooted from a place where he was born and brought up to a new community. A community that was multiracial. So it was strange place for him. And initially the people were not receptive because people are from all over the place, and he found himself perhaps just with 5 people initially, you know, for years, just a small group, until I think eventually after some years it grew.
Yeah. Was there a particular moment where things just changed, where in terms of, you say, multiracial, multicultural? Is there anything that, in his career that something particularly changed that made things better?
I think it's just, it's something about him. He has this, he reached out to people. I think that helped him, reaching out to people. He did not just bury his head in the sand, as it were, but he was able to reach out to the people and involve them in what he was doing.
So how did he make the community a better place when he was in post?
Well, he has made the community a better place because the population has, in that particular place, grew. It's south of London, southeast of London, yeah. He made the place a better place because they opened up the doors for everyone to come in. Everybody felt part of and integrated.
And what was the wide impact for the community because they felt part of the church?
Yeah, I think it's because they felt part of it.
Did it help crime? Did it help with tensions? Did it help build a better sense of community?
I think it's helped in building a better set of community. Yeah.
And so he's retired now.
He's retired.
So in terms of this story of this positive man in the community for over 40 years, what are you hoping will happen next from his legacy to be able to keep up
it's
the good work?
For whoever comes to take up, we are looking for somebody who will be maybe a better person than him to take up, because up to now we are still looking for someone to take over.
And
we haven't found it
yet.
Get everyone involved so that, I mean, everyone feels a sense of belonging.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Anything you'd like to say, did
you? When I think of something, I'll get back to you. I'll give you a phone call.
It's great,
yes.